saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show at Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. I usually have a formal introduction, and I don't feel like being so formal. Wayne is a life and men's coach. He lives and works in Agoura Hills, California. He is head of BetterMenCoaching.com. He does all sorts of incredible things and that are of value to men and families. And he has a book that is in constant demand. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
It's a pleasure, Bruce.
So I hope that introduction met with your approval.
What did you say?
Rock and roll. Do you believe, like I do, that it's the cure for everything and one of the great ways to know your kids? I actually really mean that, the latter, quite seriously, but to include not only rock and roll, but music as a whole. Every generation has its own music, and I think parents that don't participate in what their kids' music interests are missing out on an opportunity to bond. What do you think?
Well, big topic. You know, I read your column, and yes, we are attached, obviously, to the music that hit when we were teenagers. And our generation is different, too, in that, you know, classic rock. In fact, I was just watching the Eagles documentary on cable.
Mm-hmm.
And classic rock came into being on the radio just as in the 80s. And so our music continues. I mean, I'm a little younger than you, but our music became much more popular and sort of long-lasting more than previous generations.
Well, that your era, because you are, in fact, younger than me, I will acknowledge that, was really when FM radio emerged. I mean, in my era, it was all AM. Nobody
right.
even knew what FM was. And then FM started playing longer cuts, and
right.
it was much more cool to listen to FM.
So that music, though, you know, that 70s rock and 60s rock, all the classic rock, kept playing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas previous, you know, sort of generations of music, you know, had less and less airplay.
That's an interesting observation, and it's probably true that there. Well, you know, our local K-Earth 101 started playing oldies, you know, in the 70s, and they were playing songs from the 50s and 60s. Now they play songs from basically the 80s and 90s.
Right, right.
They don't even bother with the 50s, 60s, or 70s anymore. I think a little bit of the 70s. They do a little disco up through the 90s, which is now considered oldies but goodies.
Yes. So it's, you know, those things shifted, but the topic of sharing music with your kids, yeah, it's a good way to stay connected. I'm a proponent of staying young around music, and you talked about going to some festivals and being the oldest guy there. I go to electronic music events, and I am the oldest guy there, too.
It's fun. Listening to the new music is fun, and the energy there is just, it's what's the word? It's electric.
Well, the youthful energy keeps you young.
Yes, exactly.
And I always wonder, I look around, and I'm thinking, where is everyone? Why are they not out here enjoying themselves? Now, I know there's a stigma attached to it. Certainly, I've been in situations where I get nasty looks from people who are young, right? Especially if I'm alone and the girls are, you know, leering at me. You know, when you're our age and you're in that environment, if you're alone, you're a creep. If you're with a woman, then you're okay. And so there's all that to get over and to get out of your head to enjoy it. But the events themselves are fantastic. And I tell you, I encourage people 40s, 50s, 60s to go give it a try because there's a lot there. There's the music, but then there's just the social interaction that's really exciting.
And I would go one step further because I go to young concerts, like I've gone to the Outside Lands Festival, which I mentioned the last couple years, and then I go to the classics of our generation. So I'll go see Tom Jones or Crosby, Stills, and Nash or, you know, the Stones if they come back. But we recently bought tickets to see Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake. And I bought 4 tickets, and Arnie will be home, and the 4 of us are going to go see that show. And I guarantee you, we will be among the older people there, especially me. But we're going to have a great time. My son will be approaching 20 years old. He's a music major. My younger son will be approaching 17, and it's a bonding, fun thing to do. Would I, you know, rush out to go see Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake? Probably not, but I bet you I'm going to have a good time because I'm really going to be open-minded to it.
Well, look, Justin is such a supremely talented young guy that I'm sure the show is terrific.
Well, I loved watching on the Grammys this year. He was doing sort of big band style stuff, and it was really impressive.
In fact,
watching the Grammys this year, I was stunned how much I enjoyed almost everything.
Yeah. Well, there were years, I remember the years when it was all rap, and it almost felt like the world had been turned on and
yes.
been over. And,
yes.
And it's like, what is this, and where did I, like, miss that train?
Yes, I know.
But it really got crazy for a while, and now there's room for an eclectic mix. And so that's nice. I like how that's evolved.
And it's so important what for us, for parents, whether you're in your 30s or 60s, to just be open to listen. I have a young friend in her 20s who's a wannabe and probably will be a successful pop artist. And when I get together with her, I let her control the radio. And she will put on music. And every time I'm saying, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Or what did they say? What did they say? What did they say? Because I can't understand the words. But I find about a third or more of it, after I give it a chance, I'm going, wow, this is really cool. I never would have listened to it if not being open or having had met this person that knew it, like my son as well, obviously, introduces me to tons of music.
Right. Well, 2 things that come to mind. One is that, you know, the poets are still young, just as they were when we were younger and they were writing these songs. And so they're still delivering messages. It's just that the melodies, you know, are different now.
What I have found, going back to your comment about rap and hip-hop, although mostly rap, is the revolution of rap coming into the music space has kind of gotten to a really, I think, a healthier place. I still think there's a lot of lyrical choices that I wish were not present. A lot of drug talk, a lot of sex talk, a lot of misogynistic talk. But much of it is really a nice blend now of music with rap, and so many of these artists collaborate on these mixes together. So you have Rihanna and a rap artist, Jay-Z and JT. I mean, that's a perfect example.
And you know, you're so hip. You know all the initials. That's pretty good, Grandpa.
Yes, it's not too bad.
Rihanna and anyone is fine with me.
Yeah, well, likewise. And Beyonce. I mean, I have to admit,
really
I
too.
Loved the Super Bowl halftime show. I thought it was way over the top as far as production, but it was fun.
Way over the top, you find things way over the top objectionable? That's fascinating. You know, the
I actually didn't mean that in a negative, but it just was so big, I kind of am going, holy cow!
Right. Well, back to the connection with the kids. I've had some experiences with my kids in these festival situations that really have brought us together. There's, you know, everyone's different. You know, my daughter was always comfortable with me in that environment, but my son was a little uncomfortable and self-conscious. And recently we went to an event, and it was at that event that he turned to me and said, you know what, I was wondering whether I wanted to hang out with you. And he said, I really want to hang out with you.
Mm.
And so all of a sudden, we got over all that, and now he's seeing me more as a guy, a dude, a buddy, a little bit, and less as, oh, I'm here with my father.
Well, I had the same experience with my kids. My older one was totally fine hanging out with me. My younger one was embarrassed at everything I did. And when we went to the festival this last time, the key for me was just not trying to hang around them, letting them have the freedom to go where they wanted. And as a result, both of them were reaching out to me. Where are you? What are you? You know, come join me. And it became organic without me trying to force myself. And of course, being the bashful guy I am, I had no problem being alone and just meeting people. And I was videoing everything, talking to everybody. It was just, again, an exposure to life that otherwise I would not have gotten if I didn't get out from my comfortable zone and drive all the way up to San Francisco and brave the 50,000 people that were there every day.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to, we're coming to an end, right?
Yeah.
So here's a joke. Because you, a a guy goes to a doctor and says, "Doctor, I've got this problem. I keep hearing over and over and over again, the green, green grass of home, the green, green grass of home." He goes, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Oh, well, that's what's called Tom Jones syndrome." He says, "Wow, is it very common?" He says, "Well, it's not unusual."
You know, Tom Jones was at the first Outside Lands festival.
Yeah.
And he was in his 60s at that point, and he just put on a show.
He's amazing.
It was fun. I've seen him about three times, and each time, never in his heyday, but each time I got to say he still got it.
Right,
and it's fun. So are we almost out of time? I think we are almost out of time. So do your little self-promotional pitch if you
like.
Well,
first I want to do a shout-out to my hip friend in Vegas. He knows who he is. He's listening. If you want to know what we're doing, we're at bettermancoaching.com. New website. Some great content for men and their women, who want to support the men. So you can find us there.
Bettermancoaching.com. And it's newly designed again?
Yes, again.
Wow.
It's properly designed this time.
No. That's, I'm thrilled. I want to see it. I'll check it out soon.
Right on.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.